It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer-Kent. Long hours and low pay are just two of the reasons Wisconsin is struggling to hire throughout the criminal justice system. And what could state lawmakers do to ease the crunch? That's the question. Be part of our conversation by joining in with your questions or comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Representative Michael Schraw is a Republican from Oshkosh who represents large portions of Winnebago, Fond du Lac, and Dodge counties. He is the chair of the Assembly Committee on Corrections and a member of its Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. Representative Schraw, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Morning, Shereen.
Well, we'll talk about Governor Tony Evers' two-year state budget proposals a little bit later, but what are your top priorities this year for addressing these kinds of challenges that are facing the criminal justice system?
Well, I think the number one thing that we need to address is the wages that we pay our correctional officers. Starting wage right now in the Department of Corrections for security personnel is $20.50 an hour. A couple of years ago, I had a budget ask that moved the starting wage from $16.65 up to $19.03, and that $2.40 an hour raise was given across the board. And at that time, that was one of the largest raises ever given to a work group of people. And so I've been advocating a $7 an hour raise probably even before this last election to try to get the starting wage up close to what other businesses are paying. And I think that's one of the most important things. We have a vacancy rate of over 40% in seven of our facilities. And most of those are maximum security prisons. So we need to get the starting wage up and we need to recruit better. Everybody is feeling the crunch for lack of employees, every industry. This is a profession that we cannot shut down on a Monday or Tuesday, if we don't have enough employees. They need to run 24/7, 365. And so that's my top priority in the budget. I'm pretty confident. I'm hopeful and confident that we can come close to what my budget ask is in this budget.
How do you weigh whether the state should be spending tax dollars on criminal justice initiatives? If somebody says to you, why should we spend money on that when that same money could be spent on things like schools or roads or health care? What do you say to that?
Well, you know, though all those other areas are important, and we've spent a record amount of money on K-12 education since I've been in the assembly, and that's been over the last 10 years. This is another area, criminal justice issues are huge, and especially in some of the bigger cities. It's a real problem with crime rising at record levels. We have to put money in the budget to fund our employees that work in these facilities. It's a balancing act, but we have a pretty large budget and there's enough money to go around for all the initiatives that we're interested in. And they're, with a $7 billion budget right now or a surplus, there are an awful lot of fingers in that pot, sure, vying for those dollars.
We're talking about funding for our criminal justice system in Wisconsin. With us is Representative Michael Schraw, a Republican from Oshkosh, who chairs the Assembly's Committee on Corrections. Governor Tony Evers is calling for significant pay hikes for corrections officers, public defenders, and prosecutors. And it sounds like you're all on the same page. They need to make more money. But he is threatening to veto portions of any Republican spending plan that doesn't include specific pay hikes. So what's the debate about here?
Well, I was a member of Joint Finance my sophomore term, so I understand the Joint Finance process. And, you know, I understand the dollar amounts. My ask alone, that $7 an hour raise, was a $350 million fiscal. And when the governor came in with a $13 an hour raise, just think about that for a minute. In two budgets ago, my budget asked to move the starting wage from 1665 to 1903, was the largest raise given to a work group at that time, $2.40 an hour. So now I'm asking for a $7 an hour raise. Mm-hmm. So the starting wage right now in Department of Corrections is $20, roughly $20.50 an hour. That would put us at about $27.50 an hour for a starting wage. In any facility, and this is in state statute, any facility that has over a 40% vacancy rate, there's a $5 an hour add-on. And then the department also has add-ons for a $2 an hour add-on for working in a maximum security prison. So to go from $20 an hour to $27 an hour for a pay increase for starting wage, that's a pretty significant wage increase. And before the governor came out with his budget, I have a lot of correctional officers and sergeants and individuals that work in DOC that contact me on a regular basis. And, you know, nobody knows where the magic number is. Mm-hmm. But when I disclosed that I was asking for a $7 an hour raise, they were all very supportive of that and excited, and thought maybe that would be enough to keep individuals from retiring. One thing we have to remember that a lot of people don't know, in the next 3 to 5 years, 35% of our correctional officers are going to be up for retirement. And with the amount of overtime that they are receiving, the average hours right now worked in a week are 72 hours a week. We heard that yesterday when Secretary Carr from DOC was in front of Joint Finance. So, you know, when the governor came in with $13 an hour raise, I'd love to give these hardworking men and women that work in our correctional facilities a $20 an hour raise. It's just not reasonable. $13 an hour raise, I don't even know what the fiscal is on that, because it's not something that Joint Finance, you know, no matter how critical the situation is, to give a $13 an hour raise when the starting wage is $20 an hour. Mm-hmm. It's gotta be reasonable. The fiscal's got, sure, you know, to be a reasonable number.
Sure. We have Steve with us from Wisconsin Rapids who wants to weigh in on this. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Thank you for having me. With all due respect, I had a brother that did time in Portage and Boscoville. And if you don't pay these correctional officers, you put them correctional officers' lives in danger as well as the inmates, because they're paying them officers to bring drugs and narcotics into the prison systems in Wisconsin, as they are throughout the United States. So that makes the inmate's life be put in danger as well as the correctional officers.
Okay.
And you'll get a higher caliber of a correctional officer if you pay them a decent starting wage, with all due respect. You send these people to prison for drugs and narcotics, but yet they're flowing into our prison system. And in Minnesota, they had to get sniffing dogs because the guards are bringing in drugs and inmates are ODing on drugs.
Thank you so much, Steve, for that. Very briefly, before we take a break, what is your immediate response to that?
Well, you know, it is a problem in our facilities. Drugs are being brought in, you know, and with the shortage, Mm-hmm. My biggest fear is, and I've been saying that we've been at crisis levels for, you know, security staff, probably for the last four or five years. We need a significant raise, but it's got to be a raise that is reasonable and can be supported with this budget. And I think my budget ask of a $7 an hour raise, then when you also figure in facilities that are over 40% vacancy rate with a $5 add-on, mm-hmm. And then there's, you know, other add-ons, you know, that's going to put us at a starting wage well over $30 an hour.
Sure.
And, you know, I think that's reasonable.
Republican State Representative Michael Schrah is our guest as we talk about criminal justice policy in Wisconsin. He chairs the State Assembly's Committee on Corrections and is a member of the Assembly's Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. We'll continue this conversation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. Staffing shortages are plaguing the state's criminal justice system, but lawmakers disagree on how to solve the challenge. You can call in with your questions or thoughts, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Representative Michael Schrah, a Republican from Oshkosh who chairs the Assembly Committee on Corrections, stays with us. And we have a caller from Rhinelander. It is Rich who is with us now. Rich, are you with us, and what is your question?
Yes, thank you. I'm focused on the near 40% vacancy rate, and I'm wondering whether the chairman of the committee would say that the Wisconsin prison guards have strong union representation. Is there a strong union in place which can negotiate? I'm thinking back to the Scott Walker governorship and what was done in Wisconsin. And workers are interested not just in being bought by an hourly wage, but they're very interested in hours and working conditions. Is there a strong union in place for Wisconsin's prison guard population?
Okay, thank you, Rich. Representative Schrah, what do you say to Rich's question?
So back in 2010, 2011, when Act 10 was passed, people were given the opportunity whether or not they wanted to become part of a union. And so I would say that union participation is not strong right now, because once they were given the option of whether or not to be involved in a union, many of those individuals just stopped paying dues. And a lot of people will say, well, these problems of vacancy rates came after Act 10. And my argument to that is you can go in any state of the United States right now, and there are shortages. It's a, you know, generational thing. Mm-hmm. You know, with baby boomers retiring, folks just left the workforce. But no, to answer his question, there is not a very strong union membership with individuals that work in DOC.
Representative, I want to shift a little bit to talk about assistant prosecutors. The starting salary for assistant prosecutors in Wisconsin is less than $57,000 a year. That is less than half of what attorneys in private practice average, which is $130,000 a year for starting salary. What effect is that low pay for prosecutors having on our criminal justice system as a whole?
Well, there's definitely a backlog because there are not a lot of individuals, you know, that are able to work for those wages. In this budget, I've not seen the exact dollar amount, but I know that there are going to be significant raises for DAs and ADAs. In the last budget, we had increases for public defenders. I would expect to see another increase. And when you have a lack of public defenders for people that are in the criminal justice system, they end up getting inferior representation, which, you know, could end up putting them in the prison system for a long time. So, you know, it's extremely important, you know, to pay these individuals a fair wage. And, you know, again, we're seeing shortages in every area. And so I don't know that dollars are going to necessarily be the silver bullets, so to speak, to bring more people into the industry. But it's definitely a step in the right direction.
We're talking about Wisconsin's criminal justice system. With us is State Representative Michael Schraw, who represents Oshkosh and chairs the Assembly's Committee on Corrections. I do want to bring this up. There is bipartisan support by the legislature for raising the maximum penalties for reckless driving. The Senate approved a proposal raising penalties for carjacking that awaits action by the Assembly. Another proposal would raise the penalty for someone who provides fentanyl involved in a fatal overdose. Do you think that tougher penalties are the best way to reduce crime?
Well, it's a definitely a deterrent. And, you know, we passed a pretty significant juvenile corrections reform bill, Act 185, several sessions ago. We are in the process of closing down Lincoln Hills and transforming the way that we handle juvenile corrections. And we've been funding that for the last several years.
Sure. I do want to ask you, though, if these measures are signed into law, and will they put more pressure on Wisconsin's courts and correctional facilities, which underfunded and understaffed, you know, having trouble, you know, getting enough people for the jails and prisons? So with these tougher penalties, do you think that's going to exacerbate the problem? Representative, I am so sorry to cut you off, but we're having some technical issues this morning, and you're getting garbled. So I'm going to have to stop you there. And thank you so much for joining us. Representative Michael Schraw is a Republican from Oshkosh who represents large portions of Winnebago, Fond du Lac, and Dodge counties. He is the chair of the Assembly's Committee on Corrections and a member of its Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.